Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
One day, a young man named Harun went to his uncle's house to propose to his cousin. The young man's uncle said, "It's true that you are my nephew, but honestly, you don't have a business or good morals. Besides, I promised my daughter to someone else." Harun said, "You mean you gave your daughter to a stranger and you didn't give her to me, your nephew? If you don't give her to me, I'll kill you." "Don't try to scare me with these words," said Uncle Ali, "and Alia will not be satisfied to marry you." Then he called his daughter and asked her, "Do you like Harun?" "Look, Harun, even if they threaten to kill me, I will not marry you. Now get out of my house," said Alia immediately. The next morning, before sunrise, Harun secretly climbed the wall of his uncle's house and entered his uncle's room. Harun's uncle was surprised to see him. "Harun, what are you doing here in the middle of the night? Have you left anything here?" Harun said with a sneer, "My heart, uncle. I have left my heart here." Harun's uncle said, "Enough is enough. Stop this nonsense. You got your answer. She doesn't want to marry you. Now go back home." The weather was scorching hot and everyone stayed in their homes to escape the heat. It was about noon when a woman ran out of her house and shouted, "They killed my husband! They killed him!" The woman screamed and sprinkled dirt on her head. People ran out of their houses one by one. The men went to the woman's house and removed the man's bloody body, while the women tried to calm her down. This news soon reached the ears of Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa went to the place where the body was kept. Everyone stood around the body. Prophet Musa looked at the body for a while. Everyone was silent to see what Prophet Musa would say. Prophet Musa said, "I must ask God to help me solve this problem." Then he went home and asked God for help. When Prophet Musa came out of his house, people were waiting in front of the door to see what he would say about the problem. Prophet Musa said, "O people of Israel, go and sacrifice a female cow and carve a piece of beef and put it on the body. He will come back to life and announce his killer." Upon hearing this, people suddenly burst out laughing. Some people said, "Musa, are you kidding? What are these ridiculous games?" Harun said, "I will not allow you to make fun of my uncle's body." And he wanted to lift the body off the ground, but Prophet Musa shouted, "Do not touch the body, young man. Making fun of others is the work of the ignorant. I am the Prophet of God. Now go, and if you really want this murderer to be found, do what God has commanded." All the people left silently. The next day, several large families were ordered to find a cow. They went to Prophet Musa and said, "Oh Musa, what are the characteristics of the cow?" Prophet Musa said, "It should not be too thin or too fat. It should be yellow. It should not have been milked, and it should not have been used for agriculture." No one had ever seen such a cow in that area. Therefore, they went to other cities to look for the animal. They traveled so far to the surrounding villages and towns that they eventually reached a young farmer who had a cow with these characteristics in his herd. Officers bought the cow at a high price and returned to their hometown. They showed the cow to Prophet Musa, and Prophet Musa said, "It is right for you to sacrifice it." They sacrificed the cow and placed the tail over the dead man's body. People were silent out of fear, and they didn't say anything. Suddenly, the man woke up and pointed at Harun, announcing him as his killer. Harun shouted, "These are lies! This is ridiculous! I am his nephew! I don't accept it!" People grabbed him, tied his hands and feet, and took him away. Prophet Musa took his staff in his hands and raised his hands to heaven and praised God.